covenant to be very strong, powerful, important word. In fact, in many words, we say New Testament and Old Testament. It would be just as correct to say Old Covenant and New Covenant. A covenant is a promise, a relationship, an agreement. There's almost no word that we use commonly that can contain all the importance of what it means. We do remember there's another time God gave us a covenant that the children have been talking about the Noah's Ark, the rainbow, in Sunday school. And God gave the rainbow in the sky. Remember, there was the floods and there was the, all of, 40 days on the ark during the rain, and then how much longer after the rain?
A year and a
decade before they have to go ashore again. And when all the rain ceased and all the land dried up, and God said, I'm never going to destroy the earth by flood again. And a sign of that covenant, that promise, that relationship and agreement, he put a rainbow in the sky. And now, God says, in a sense, that's who we are. That rainbow in the sky, that light to the nations. We are given as a covenant to the people. That's a lot of responsibility, doesn't it? Maybe it was a lot better just being chosen and special. Maybe, this is kind of why I hate this sermon already. It felt so good. It's great, big, nice, warm love. And now we're stepping over here and we're talking about things that might sound like responsibility, that might sound like effort, that might sound like risk, you know? And I have to say, I feel a little bit like, how many of you have seen the Lord of the Rings? I know, I don't have my Lord of the Rings crew here. Chat one, two. The Lord of the Rings, you may have read Tolkien's book, The Hobbit, or the his three Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Rings, the first one. Tolkien was a deeply religious man, he was a Christian. And his writing came out of his Christian faith. And although the Lord of the Rings is not an allegory to the Gospels, it does show many aspects of the Christian faith. And it starts, one of the key figures in it is the man, the cop, named Frodo, who finds that he has become the ring bearer, the one who must carry this great burden of ring, this evil, and make sure it's destroyed. And there's many times he says, why did this come to me? It was really fun to be chosen when he was Bilbo's heir and got the house and he got the goodies, but it starts to become a heavy burden when he thinks about what he's carrying. He said many times, why has this come to me? That it wouldn't have come to me. And many times he's reminded that some things are bigger than he is. We have been chosen. Luckily, the burden we carry is not an evil burden to be destroyed. Jesus has already carried the burden of sin to the cross. Luckily, the burden we carry, the covenant to the people that we are to be, is a burden of love. It's God's love for the world. That we might share that message that we ourselves have heard, that we are indeed love. That we are indeed special. That God has called them and is willing to nurture them in righteousness. And one day, too, give them this very special purpose of sharing God's burden for the world. A burden of being God. Now, how might we go about doing this? The scripture talks about that, too. It talks about the fact that we are called to be a covenant to people, a light to the nation. And that we are also called to open the eyes of the blind. Now, and to bring the prisoners from the dungeon, and to prison, and from the prison, those who sit in darkness. Now, Jennifer is going to be teaching us, I think, a great deal about what it means to have your physical sight taken from you. And I think I'm really grateful for the lessons that she's going to teach us as a congregation on that. But I don't think this is just talking about the fact that we are all supposed to take Jennifer up front, lay hands on her, and say, be gone blind. Because God is really using Jennifer's blindness in a very unique way, I believe, in her life. And probably using her lack of sight to bring bring sight to men. Did you not hear the way she sung that song? Did that not open the eyes of your heart and give you spiritual vision? Did that not help you to see the love and the passion of God? What we're talking about here is bringing sight to the blind. Is all those people out there walking around with 20/20 vision who cannot see that God is in their heart, who cannot see that they are loved, who cannot see that there is another way? Prisoners, are we supposed to go up and tear down the walls of the jails and let all of them free? There's probably some way in between you getting to the jails and the prisons. Because there are some really blind people now who need to know what we know. And not their bodies set free from themselves, but their hearts set free from the captivity of hate and bitterness, of sorrow and pain, of self-loathing, of vengeance. Oh, people that are walking around free can go anywhere they want, do anything they want. And yet are still waiting and quick. Prisoners are in these arms. Probably wouldn't take long for us to think of people who allow bitterness or hurt or crisis or consequences or the need for material things to bind up their life and make their life seem more like a prison than a place of joy. That's what we need to accomplish. That's how we need to be in contact with people. That's how we can bring sight to the blind and freedom to the captive by simply sharing what has already happened in our lives. Though we don't deserve it, though we are not righteous in and of ourselves, though we have no merit, we can lord over anybody else. And we're called to God. And if we can be, they can be too. They can know what we know. They can be free, and they can be wise. Yes, it may involve risk. It may sometimes be scary, and it may sometimes seem like we have no opportunity to do so. But I think that if we allow God to guide us and to keep us, and if we take seriously that we are loved, and that we share the burden of God, we have been chosen to share the burden of God's love with this world. And I think we will be amazed